NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by RCA Victor, featuring smart new buys for the swinging season. Here's Victor Younger.
National Broadcasting Company's Western Studios in Burbank, California, failed to show up for work today, causing management personnel to take over their technical job. The men are members of the National Association of Broadcast Engineers and Technicians and said they made their decision not to cross the picket lines of the striking American Federation of Television and Radio Artists on an individual basis. The manager of technical operations at Burbank said a dozen engineers and technicians failed to report on schedule this morning. He said the technical crew builds up to about 50 during the day, and none was expected to report for work. The technicians' walkout comes at a time when NBC, CBS, and ABC network officials are meeting today in Washington with AFTRA representatives and federal mediators in an effort to bring a settlement to the four-day-old broadcasting strike. More news after this from RCA Victor.
Hey, 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 it's the swingin' season. And RCA Victor gives you good reason to get smart new buys and swingin' stereos, radios, tape recorders, and TVs.
The swinging season is here, and so is the first portable color TV from RCA Victor. New radios, too. Table models, clocks, and portables. Perfect for gift-giving. See the new solid-state swing-line portable stereo. Speakers swing out, turntables swings down. Or make your own swinging sounds on a new RCA Victor tape recorder.
You have a happy swinging season with the smart new boys that are fine and pleasing from RCA.
Enjoy the swinging season. See your RCA Victor dealer now. Once again, Victor Younger.
400 American soldiers fought off a regiment of 2,500 Viet Cong today near the Cambodia border, and when the guns had stopped firing, nearly 600 of the enemy were dead. First figures from the battle indicate that only 9 Americans were killed and 32 were wounded. The victory belonged to 2 companies of men from the 1st Infantry Division, most of them recent draftees. It also resembled another triumph for U.S. troops who killed more than 600 Viet Cong last week. American troops repulsed 4 human wave assaults of communists who attacked with the aid of artillery. U.S. forces were aided by their own artillery barrages, jet fighter bombers, and by the accuracy of B-52 bombers. In Saigon, Viet Cong terrorists tried to kill an American military intelligence officer in the Chinese section of the South Vietnamese capital. The American, not immediately identified, was wounded seriously by 2 pistol bullets. Police in Saigon termed the attack an assassination attempt. The assailants escaped, and the victim was taken to an American hospital. An explosion and fire ripped through a huge fuel storage installation at the London airport today, and for the story, here is Ellie Abel in London.
The British, already troubled by a sea of crude oil off the coast of Cornwall from the stranded tanker Torrey Canyon, wakened this morning to another petroleum disaster. The big Esso depot on the edge of London's International Airport at Heathrow exploded in flame and smoke. Although the cause was not immediately determined, the effect was spectacular. 10 out of 14 tank trucks drawn up at a computerized loading station blew up like bombs. At least 13 people were injured, 6 of them seriously. The flame and smoke leaped hundreds of feet in the air, and the roar of tank trucks exploding one by one continued for almost an hour. Some drivers were blasted right out of their cabs, their clothing in flames. Airport firefighters joined about 100 firemen from London and nearby towns, but the airport itself was undamaged, the flight schedule not interrupted. Ellie Abel, NBC News, London.
A railway passenger train smashed into a truck near Osaka, Japan today, leaving 3 dead and nearly 300 injured. Investigators said that a 5-coach train, packed with workers on their way home from offices and excursions, collided with a truck which stalled near a river crossing. More news in a moment.
General Motors knows that cars get rained on, driven through slush and snow. That's why you should look to the GM Mark of Excellence. Cars that carry the Mark of Excellence also carry the exclusive General Motors Magic Mirror finish, a kind of finish no other car has that stays new-looking even when your car isn't. So the more your car goes through, the more you should look to the GM Mark of Excellence.
The Brazilian newspaper O Globo reports that former Nazi Gestapo chief Heinrich Müller is living in Brazil and working as a tourist guide. Müller, who was Hitler's last secret police chief, was allegedly seen working as a guide for a group of West German tourists. Victor Younger, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when the General Motors Corporation brings you NBC Monitor News. Yes, Monitor 67 is here, and that means the superior sounds of the weekend will be here, too. Some from the world of sports, some from Al Capp, and many from the world of music. I'm your host, George Skinner, sitting in for Gene Rayburn, and here's Jack Jones' latest, Brother, Where Are You?
A small boy walked down a city street, and hope was in his eyes. For one he could recognize. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way. Who passed him by? Were as cold and as hard as stone. Boy whimpered and began to cry because he was all alone. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way. Brothers, are we all? And yet it seems there are very few who will answer a brother's call. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way.
Now, Monitor Sports. Pounding a piano for pay in tandem on the concert stage can be exhausting, but at least one Anglo-American team finds a bit of relaxation in sports. A report from Monitor's Burl Womack in Savannah, Georgia.
My guests now are Derek and Ray, the duo piano team, which is making a tour of our nation. How many cities are you covering this time, Derek?
Well, we're playing Savannah kind of one short affair because we've just finished the tour, and now we're in the middle of a recording schedule, which is kind of tough. And then we have some concerts to do in Atlantic City and in Connecticut.
Well, now, as you travel from place to place, of course, you get plenty of exercise of the fingers and the arms in playing these rather difficult arrangements. What about relaxation other than at the piano?
Yeah, well, there are so many physical demands that our bodies are asked to meet when we're on the road. But we do learn to pace ourselves in a way, and certainly our fingers and arm muscles remain in good shape. Some of the rest of it gets soft, but we try to hold on.
Do you have time for sports?
Well, mostly spectator sports, I guess. At least while we're on the road, you know, we can just sometimes relax in our hotel or motel room and watch some television, which is always very enjoyable to us when there are some sporting events on.
Derek, coming from England, I guess you're a soccer fan.
Definitely. I grew up with that, and my father was quite a soccer player, and I guess I didn't really inherit his talent, but at least his interest in the game. And, I was an avid fan. I really missed that when I first came over here. But over the course of years, I've transferred my allegiance first to baseball, which from the advent of the New York Mets, I saw this team and it kept losing, and I couldn't understand why. So I thought, well, I better get interested in the game and find out why.
They need
allegiance.
Are you a Mets fan?
Yes, certainly am. And I'm sorry that a couple of my favorite players have been traded off this year. It's going to be a good season for Tommy Davis, I think.
Yeah, I hope so. Ray, what about you?
Well, I kind of have a split allegiance, but I guess it's mainly still for the Dodgers, who are now in Los Angeles. I'm a native Brooklynite and grew up with the Brooklyn Dodgers and was a very rabid rooter. And then when they moved...
You didn't disown them? When they...
Well, I had to make the decision whether I was rooting for the city or the team, and I guess I went with the team and followed them out there very closely all these years. But now with Koufax gone, I guess I'll have to make a new decision because that's my last Brooklyn vestige.
Right. Well, they're doing quite well, and I know the folks on the West Coast are very happy with them. I want to ask you, gentlemen, about the physical fitness of the physical strain, I should say, of the playing. Do you you have any trouble keeping your weight down there?
Not while we're working. No trouble at all.
Well, now, this is quite interesting because we may have a new formula here for people... who are watching their weight. Maybe they should take up piano.
or at least go on the road.
Yeah. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for chatting with me and wish you continued success and receptive audiences all over as you travel.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure to be in Savannah.
Thank you very much, Derek and Ray. This is Burl Womack for Monitor Sports.
Colorful, comprehensive coverage of the world of sports is yours all weekend long on Monitor. And now... the performer you used to know as slightly old-fashioned Mary Poppins turns up as thoroughly modern Millie. Here's Julie Andrews.
There are birds, I suppose. Think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone to wrath and to ruin. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's odd and fun and adorable. But the fact is everything to is thoroughly modern. Check your personality. Everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality. It's not insanity, said Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's like goodbye, good booty girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drum, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie
O'Brien, or do you want to bet I'm Cleopatra?
No, I'm from International Harvester, Mrs. O'Brien, about your Cub Cadet tractor.
Cash we paid. We don't owe you a nickel.
Just a survey. We say this is no toy, but a tractor built like the big IH tractors. You agree?
Huh. O'Brien should be built so good.
Which model do you have?
O'Brien or the tractor?
The tractor. 7 horsepower? 10?
12. With hydrostatic transmission. When O'Brien works, he wants it done in a hurry.
And what does he do with his extra free time now?
Like always. Me waiting on him hand and foot.
But his hobbies?
Just having me wait on him. And now that he's got that cadet, it's 15 or 20 more hours a week. So you get on out of here with your survey. I haven't sat down since he got it.
No matter what your hobby is, you'll have more time for it with a year-round Cub Cadet. No toy, but a tractor. Four models built like the big IH tractors. For your nearest Cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. Vic Damone, Al Capp, the Raycon of Singers, and Walter Wanderley, in that order, beginning 1 minute from now, here on the Monitor Beacon.
The homes we're building here are modern in every detail. It would be a step backward for me to install oil heat.
Which home heating system do builders prefer? Listen to Augie Demma, builder of Spring Village at East Bay, here in Belmore, Long Island.
And oil was being rationed to just hospitals and other necessary public places. So they came to me and said, I want gas heat. Get that oil tank out of my house.
And you did.
And I sure did. People then discovered that gas heat was better. One thing they found was that it was cleaner and quieter, and they had no problems getting deliveries.
This interview was brought to you by the Long Island Lighting Company.
Oil the gas yourself. Oh, yes. I have gas heat in my own home. I wouldn't have anything else. My customers have come to expect gas heat from me.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Monitor, keeping you company wherever you are, at home or on the go, on NBC Radio. And at 19 minutes past the hour, we take a musical trip back in time and find Vic Damone on the south side of Chicago. It's his latest.
Fancy girls out working, honky-tonks ablaze. These were a part of the good old days, when I used to swing on the south side of Chicago. Twenty-first and Wentworth was its beating heart, the place where action first got its start. Back when jazz was king on the south side of Chicago. I still can hear those silver trumpets blowing. Places filled with people glowing. Oh, New Orleans was groovy, Memphis light and gay.
Time now to hear from Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Capp, who concerns himself this time with a man named Monroe.
John Monroe has been dean of Harvard College, a seat of learning in my hometown of Cambridge, Massachusetts, for 20 years. There's no limit to where he could have gone on from there. But Monroe is going on from Harvard to become dean of Miles, a tiny, obscure, all-Negro college in the Deep South at a considerable cut in pay. Everyone in Cambridge is pleased with what Monroe has done, and that includes me. Now the neighborhood may become livable again. You see, during the years Monroe was forming Harvard's young minds, they came out of their ivory towers, those kids did, and took an active personal part in the fight for civil rights for minorities in the South. One thing, however, Monroe seems to have forgotten to impress upon his boys is that minorities in Cambridge have civil rights too, but then nobody's perfect. About a month ago, a member of one of the nation's tiniest and most despised minority groups, the President's Cabinet, was invited to Cambridge to speak. A mob of Harvard students screamed insulting questions at him. When Mr. McNamara attempted to answer, the mob shouted him down. When his car tried to move along a Cambridge street, they stopped it. When he stepped out of the car, they became so violent, the Cambridge police had to form a cordon around him and sneak him through the cellar of a nearby college building to safety. And when Dean Monroe heard about it, he said he saw no reason to punish the students for a simple political action. Well, now, if depriving an American of his right to speak, of his right to move, and darn nearly depriving him of his personal safety by force and violence, if that's a political action, then sticking up a gas station is a financial transaction. This is Al Capp speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
Outspoken Al Capp speaks out a number of times every Saturday and Sunday on Monitor on a large number of widely varied subjects. But right now, the subject to which we direct your attention is a musical number, one of the most important numbers in anyone's life.
17, we met at 17. As he gazed, the best of all.
The latest from the Ray Conniff Singers on Monitor. Thank you. The music of Walter Wanderley, Take Care of My Heart on Monitor, which takes good care of your weekend listening throughout the nation on NBC. Serving the southern tier of New York State is WINR Binghamton. A brief pause now, then on we go. George Skinner here.
Monitor, your weekend driving companion on the NBC Radio Network.
Did you know that hospital insurance under Social Security will pay for up to 100 home health visits during a one-year period after you leave a hospital or extended care facility? The home health benefits help to pay for such services as part-time nursing services in your home, speech therapy, or physical therapy.
For sports opinions that are a matter of fact, call Bill Mazo weeknights at 5 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.
Monitor next, the American Patrol. Not a military, but a musical unit. Their assignment to present Lingering On. Monitor now, Sand in the Sea, and Andy Williams to sing it.
Sand and sea, sea and sand, and the warm, bright sun up above, summer days, happy days with my love. Sand and sea, sea and sand. Of a dove, summer nights, happy nights, making love. The blinking stars are dancing on the white cap. Too many nightcaps. beside me. Paradise can't be far if you guide me. Sand and sea, sea and sand. And the angels sing from above. Happy day.
Monitor 67, which reflects life in the ever-changing weekend world, you'll hear from Chet Huntley, meet a millionaire, and listen to the latest music. I'm George Skinner, and here's a brand new novelty tune, I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman by Whistling Jack Smith. A Batman, incidentally, was a sort of military valet in World War I.
On Monitor, Chet Huntley, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Chet Huntley.
When the people of the United States became emotionally aroused a few weeks ago over the impossible antics of Congressman Adam Clayton Powell in front of the television lenses, and when they demanded of their own congressman more stringent punishment, one could almost imagine the justices of the Supreme Court holding their heads in anticipation of what was coming. Indeed, the people, aroused, and who demanded of their own congressman that Powell be denied a seat in the House, have opened up a legal can of fish hooks. More on this in a moment, following this message from Great American Insurance.
Good morning. Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking your boat out today?
She's a dory.
Oh, taking your dory out today?
Yeah.
With that outboard motor? What if you hit a rock or whale or something?
30 years in these waters. Insured, anyway.
Insured? Who insures boats?
Dory.
Dory. Who insures Dory?
Great American.
Great American. They insured my house. They covered Dory's, too.
Yeah.
For a man, a few words, you've given me a lot of information.
Mister, they insure boats, too. Outboard motors, trailers, equipment, the lot. One premium, Great American. Hometown agents everywhere.
Does the Supreme Court have the power to accept, rule upon, and enforce a lawsuit challenging the House's refusal to seat a duly elected citizen? Mind you, it is by practice and tradition, not by anything that the Constitution says in so many words, that the court now has the authority to rule upon the constitutionality of acts of Congress. Whether it has the power to rule upon qualifications of membership and rules of conduct concerning a member of Congress is a question not thus far resolved. Second point, can the House constitutionally exclude a member-elect who otherwise meets the constitutional requirements of age, citizenship, and residency? Notice that there is a most important legal question here riding on whether the House excluded Powell or whether it expelled him. Exclude implies that he was never permitted to join the House. Expelled, on the other hand, implies that he was a member the moment he was elected and then was kicked out. There are several ways the Supreme Court could go on this. The court could decide that it has no jurisdiction and therefore Powell has no appeal. On the other hand, the court could rule that the House had exceeded its powers in excluding Powell, or it could rule that the House did exclude Powell by due process. Over the years, the court has kept out of the matters of internal affairs of legislatures, state and federal. But in 1962, it ruled on legislative reapportionment, and that was certainly a step in the direction of a ruling on this Powell case. But whatever the decision, it is going to be a landmark. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Enjoy Chet Huntley's informed observations throughout the weekend on Monitor and Mondays through Fridays on NBC's radio's Emphasis. At the moment on Monitor, Connie Francis.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. And if you
time you look at a star.
Yeah.
You're on the Monitor Beacon.
What goes into making a moving estimate? What is full value protection? What is meant by extra services? If you're about to move, you'll want to send for the free North American Van Lines booklet, How to Buy a Move. It gives you the truth about moving. Valuable information you'll find handy at moving time. Just as you'll find North American Van Lines the handy, reliable service to move you cross town, cross country, or even overseas. North American's 100,000 moves a year experience is your assurance of door-to-door care and concern for your valued possessions. It's also why North American Van Lines has earned the reputation as the gentleman of the moving industry. So learn the facts that can save you money and unnecessary worry. Send for North American's free booklet, How to Buy a Move. Just drop a card to Moving WNBC New York. That's Moving WNBC New York.
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC New York.
Thirteen minutes before the hour, and in 6 minutes, you'll meet a millionaire who's the third generation in his family to take up aeronautics as a hobby. Right now, meet two generations of singers in one song, the Sinatras' father and daughter, Frank and Nancy, with their current hit, Something Stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practiced every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning your entire house with Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
On Monitor Now, the latest from Tony Bennett.
I looked at you and suddenly
Something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon deep in your eyes. You and your glance makes this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold the candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon deep in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold the candle. Do you rise up, dazzle? You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon deep in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
Saying like father, like son seems to apply very strongly to the next guest on Monitor, and in more ways than one. One of the similarities is the fact that the son is a millionaire, and so was his father and his father's father. As for another similarity, well, that's the subject of the conversation between John Knox and Monitor's Candy Jones as Monitor invites you to meet a millionaire.
In most of the photographs I see of you, Johnny Knox, you're always in the cockpit of an airplane. I might say, as the millionaire president of the Knox Gelatin Company, is that any way to run a business?
Well, that's a rather odd question for you to put, but...
It seems, supposedly.
It seems that my grandmother sometimes felt the same about my grandfather back in 1905. And he was one of aviation's pioneers, and... Was acknowledged to be the first man in business aviation.
Well, that was Charles Knox.
Charles B. Knox.
And as I recall some of the famous news stories, he had a dirigible, wasn't that it, created?
That is right, and it was a monstrous affair from all the pictures that we have in the family.
How large would you say?
Well, I think it was probably around 40 to 42 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And At that time, of course, you recall that the Wright brothers made their first flight December 17th, 1903. And my grandfather got into the business in 1905. And those were early days.
Well, that dirigible, I know, had the big Knox Gelatin name.
Yes, my grandfather, Charles Knox, had quite some flair for advertising. And he incidentally also had... The first horseless carriage, as they called them in those days, touring the Northeast. They toured New York State and New England and all over, and they had Knox Gelatin on the side of that. And people would come out and hoot and say, get a horse. You recall those statements?
Yes, well, he was truly a promoter and a showman. and put Knox gelatin across even that long ago. And then your father, James Knox, was responsible for saving many lives because of his discovery of a blood substitute plasma. What exactly is that, Johnny Knox?
It's an intravenous product which will boost blood pressure, you know, when someone
or
gets
shock.
Shock is
burn.
The prime purpose. It burns. It's very good for that. Somehow you seem to know quite a bit medically about this.
Well, during World War II, I'd been in the South Pacific, and I believe that they had used the Knox blood plasma as a substitute.
That's correct.
At that time.
I think the first place that it was used, Candy, was 20th General Hospital in India.
Well.
That was a unit from the University of Pennsylvania, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And they had great success with it. And, of course, one of the features of the Knox plasma was the fact that it could not transmit any disease, as could whole blood or fractionated blood.
Yes. You know, most of the self-made millionaires I've interviewed seem to practice thrift, and I don't know whether you would fall into that category as the self-made millionaire, but would you say you're a thrifty man?
Well, with a name like John Knox, which is a Scottish name, I more or less have to be.
We've been speaking with Johnny Knox, the flying president of the Knox Gelatin Company of Johnstown, New York. This is Candy Jones, reporting for Monitor.
Peter Nero's orchestra, and in just a minute, NBC Monitor News on the Hour. This is George Skinner.
Be tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From NBC.
Now the weather presented by Carrier Air Conditioning, the quiet one. The temperature is 67 degrees and it's sunny. The humidity is 40%. Wind from the southwest at 11 miles per hour. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild this afternoon. Highest temperatures in the 70s. Repeating the present temperature, 67 degrees.
It's always good business weather when you let Carrier air condition your store, office, or factory. There's a quiet, efficient, dependable Carrier unit to fit your exact needs.
Call right now, call your Carrier dealer, dial his phone, make it ring, get the best in king-size cooling comfort, Carrier air conditioning.
Was your store, office, or factory air conditioner really up to capacity last year? Now is the time to have a qualified Carrier dealer inspected and make recommendations. Call American Air Cooling Corporation, UL51600, for a free survey and estimate. That's the American Air Cooling Corporation, UL51600.
WNBC, New York.